Back now with Day to Day. When you hear the word NASA, you probably think of the space agency, but it's also an acronym, North America, South America, for a duo, one from North America, the other from South America, that's creating otherworldly music. Their debut album is called The Spirit of Apollo. Derek Rath invited them in for a chat at our NPR West studios.
NASA is the brainchild of American producer Sam Spiegel, also known as Squeaky Clean, and Brazilian DJ Zegon. Their CD, The Spirit of Apollo, boldly takes us on an otherworldly flight of discovery. It all began as an idea at a party, and now, after 5 years in the making, their debut CD features a galaxy of their friends and their musical heroes, often in unusual combinations. Here we have Charlie Tuna, formerly of Oz & Martley and Jurassic 5, and one of the most respected rappers around, alongside David Byrne. Other contributing artists include George Clinton, Tom Waits, Kanye West, MIA, Chuck D, reggae star Sizzler, and Brazilian actor and singer Sir Jorge. Squeaky Clean shares the NASA philosophy.
It's about bringing people from completely different worlds together through music. Me and Zay are people from completely different worlds. He comes from Sao Paulo, I come from New York. And music has this tremendous power that brings people together, and we really wanted to celebrate that.
The artists come from all over the globe, but this is definitely not world music in the accepted sense. It's a funky mix of hip-hop, reggae, funk and rock beats, commonalities in music the world over. It allowed the duo the space they needed for audacious experimentation.
It's like finding the common threads through polar opposites and mixing them up. After that, we were like, now we know what this record is about. Let's think of the craziest combinations of people that we could possibly put together, but people that make sense. Combinations like Tom Waits and Cool Keith, two people that completely live in their own world and are totally unique, but somehow they fit together because of that.
Gato Buddha in the second set, breaking out in a cold sweat. I'll meet you in the music.
And the Spirit of Apollo hurtles on still further into dancehall disco from some future place with Sizzler, Love Fox and crew. And then present collides with past as Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs moves into the virtual realm for a mashed-up duet with Old Dirty Bastard, a track he recorded just 2 weeks before his death in 2004. But how did they persuade all these folks to get involved?
These people that are just people that we love their music and really looked up to, they shared a similar taste and aesthetic with us. And you'd be surprised, you know, as a musician, if you just reach out to somebody that you're a fan of or that you love their music, they'll probably into the same kind of stuff that you're into, and they'll be down to collaborate with you.
MIA just wandered in on her own accord.
We were trying to reach out to MIA and never heard back from her. And we were doing this song with Spank Rock and Santo Gold, actually, and MIA just showed up at the studio.
The Spirit of Apollo ping-pongs between disco frivolity and deep thought. And that spirit extends to a collaborative of graphic artists. Shepherd Fairey did one of 5 alternate CD covers, filmmakers, and a dance troupe they hope to take with them on tour.
And the other thing that we're doing now is incorporating visuals into our sets. We're bringing QuickTimes and editing videos to our live sets, attaching them to the tracks. And you can, with Serato, which is the program we use to DJ, you can control the QuickTimes with your vinyl.
DJ Zegon recalls that in the beginning, they made a list of artists they wanted to work with, and George Clinton was near the top.
Who's the best? Who's number one? We said James Brown. And right after it was George Clinton, and we were thinking about both together. it's impossible not loving George Clinton and P-Funk. If I go back like in 10 years, I would never like imagine something like this. You know?
Special dedication to each and every one of the planet's inhabitants.
NASA's The Spirit of Apollo is rather like a Facebook, or should I say, Spacebook, wall of friends, where, as Tom Waits sings it, you meet those you have never met through the music. Squeaky clean.
The NASA record could be a way of, like, introducing friends to other friends, you know, like, pass one, the friend of David Byrne off to another friend in terms of fans. Fans of David Byrne are going to get passed off to the other people on the record. In the best case scenario, it could do that.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Process. Open your third optical. Cleaning up this hot mess. We responsible. Through love, not stress. Nothing is impossible. We trying to embrace the peace and erase the beast. Through faith and belief, we can make hate decrease. You should never move clueless when you pace the streets. With a sign on your mind that reads space for fleece. Homeless faces weep with no place to eat.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Martha Little. The director is Kimin Song.
The day-to-day production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Nancy Fargali, Andy Houlihan, Kenya Young, Christopher Johnson, Sky Rode, Nihar Patel, and Angèle Barbizon.
Our editors are Jason DeRose, Jacob Conrad, Sarah Spivak, and Jolie Myers. Our technical director is Leo Del Aguila, with engineering help from Carlos Asensio.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer is Deborah Clark. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.